Let's celebrate Krishna's birthday. Hi, I'm Maya. I love to go on fun adventures in India with my brother, Neil. Hi, I'm Neil. We live in Chicago. We just reached Mathura to celebrate Krishna's birthday. Come join us. Hi, I am Chinchi the squirrel. I love to join my friends on their trips. This is a map of India. India is a big country. It has many states, languages, and festivals and dances. Do you see the red star on the map? That is Mathura, where Krishna was born. People in Mathura celebrate Krishna's birthday with a big festival called Janmashtami. Maya, Neil, and Chintu arrive at their auntie Lila's house. Lila, auntie, is Maya and Neil's dad's sister. In Hindu language, dad's sister is called Bua. Lila, auntie, rushes to give them a hug. Welcome, kids, she says. I am so happy that you can make it to Mathura. Lila, Bua, what should we do while we are here? Maya asks. A really fun festival called Janmashtami starts tomorrow. Janmashtami is Krishna's birthday celebration, Bua explains. Who is Krishna, Bua? Neil asks. Oh, let me tell you all about him, Bua says excitedly. Some people in India pray to Krishna as a god. Krishna plays the flute. He wears a peacock feather on his head. And he loves butter. Stories say a mean king had locked Krishna's mom and dad in a room. Krishna's mom and dad knew that when Krishna would be born, the evil king would take him away. Krishna was born at midnight. Suddenly, the guards inside the room magically fell asleep. Krishna's dad put him into a basket. The room's doors opened up, and Krishna's dad walked out with the basket on his head. Krishna's dad had to take him far away to keep him safe. On his way, he had to cross the river. It started to rain very hard. Suddenly, a snake with many heads showed up. The snake covered the basket like an umbrella so that Krishna would not get wet in the rain. Krishna's birthday is celebrated in midnight. His birthday festival is called Janmashtami. Maya, Neil, and Chintu, try out your Janmashtami clothes. Bua says as she gives them some fun and colorful outfits. The kids put on their clothes with big smiles. I look like Krishna, Neil exclaims. Who do I look like? Maya wonders. You will find out soon, Bua says with a mysterious smile. Neil loves his new suit. Maya walks around with some cool clay pots. Can you kids stay up till midnight? We'll have our own celebration then, Bua says with a big smile. Maya, Neil, and Chintu instantly nod their heads. We can't wait, they exclaim in unison. Right at midnight, Bua shows them her two little statues. The one with the flute is Krishna's. But who is the other one? Neil asks. She is Krishna's best friend, Bua explains. Aha, so I am just like Loretta. First, we'll give them a bath. Bua says as she pours milk on the statues. Then she puts beautiful little outfits on them. Next, she places them in a cradle and gently swings them. Maya and Neil stare in wonder. Then Bula gives the kids plates of sweets and fruits. Maya, Neil, and Chintu finish off every bite of the yummy food. The kids wander over to the window. Whoa, what is that building outside? Neil asks. That is the Jamabun Temple. Stories say that the temple is built exactly where Krishna was born. They're also having a midnight party. It's a birthday celebration for Krishna, Spool explains. Maya and Neil look in awe at the thousands of lights. They can hear the sounds of bells and music from the inside. I have a surprise for you, Lula says. Mara, we'll go on a mysterious trip. Where are we going, Lula? Neil asks.
No, Lula laughs. It's a surprise. The next morning, Lula and the kids get on a plane. Kids, we are going to Mumbai, Lula finally shares. We've been there before. We love it, Maya replies. This time, you'll see how Mumbai celebrates Jamashi. It involves a lot of climbing, Bula said with a mysterious smile. But while we travel, let me tell you another Krishna story. Once a scary snake named Kaliya came to live in Yamuna River. Because of Kaliya, the people on the river were very scared to go near the water. One day, Krishna and his friends were playing next to the river. While playing, the ball fell in the river. No one wanted to get the ball because of Kaliya. Krishna was very brave, and he fearlessly jumped in the river. Kaliya attacked him right away, but Krishna fought him bravely. Krishna was so brave that he even climbed on Kaliya's head and started dancing. After some time, the snake got too tired to fight anymore and gave up. Kaliya went away from the river and never came back. Wasn't Krishna so brave? They finally reach Mumbai. They see hundreds of people gathered on the streets. This is called Dahi Handi. The one who reaches the top and breaks the pot wins, Bula explains. Do you know why they do this, kids? Bula asks. The kids shake their heads. It is because Krishna did the same thing. Let me tell you that story, Bula says. Krishna sneaks butter. Krishna loved butter. When his mom was not looking, he would sneak in and eat butter straight from the butter pot. To keep Krishna from sneaking the butter, his mom decided to hang the butter pot high up from the ceiling. Krishna and his friends tried to get the butter. They jumped up high in the air but could not reach it. Then, Krishna came up with a clever plan. Krishna made his friends form a human pyramid and climbed on them. He went all the way to the top and reached the butter pot. Krishna brought it down and they all had a fun butter-eating party. Oh, look! Someone is about to climb the pyramid, Neil shouts. The pyramid has many people now. A man starts climbing. Everyone claps and cheers. He finally reaches the top. Chintu is excited. He quickly runs up the pyramid as well. Maya, Neil, and Bua clap in joy. Chintu helps break the pot. The team wins the Dahi Handi competition. That was so amazing, Bula. Do people do anything else on Jamashtami?
Maya asks. Yes, there are many ways to celebrate. Let me tell you more. Bua replies. In Manipur, they act out Krishna and Radha stories in musical plays. These plays are called Rasleela. The fun outfits that women wear are called Kumil. In Tamil Nadu, they draw beautiful patterns called Kolam. They even draw footprints that point inside their house. The footprints are drawn to welcome Krishna inside their house. Wow, that was so much fun. It is Janmashtami is such a beautiful and fun festival, Neil says. I agree. From the midnight celebration to the Dahi Handi competition, it was such an exciting adventure, Maya adds. We cannot wait for our next adventure. We wonder where that will be. We hope you can join us then, Maya, Neil, and Chitu say. Until then, namaste.